the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil Advocates radio show. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Trump is up to it again. The thing is, I could say that every segment of this show and every show. That's what's sad. We don't like to give him oxygen. The guy knows how to hog the news cycle. But here's what he did, and to hog the news cycle. He has sued the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James. Letitia James is a very good Attorney General. She's very tough. And she is investigating Donald Trump, and she has subpoenaed him to give a deposition in January. And January is real close, very, very close. And he does not want to give a deposition, so he sues her. He sues her. By the way, she had been a gubernatorial candidate, and she dropped out so that she could devote her time to her attorney general duties, and especially to investigating Donald Trump. In any event, she is a tough cookie, and she is not liable to back down. Here's what the clown says in his pleadings, that whatever lawyer he used. Oh, it's unconstitutional for her to come after me. For what? Fraud? That's unconstitutional. I am aggrieved. No kidding. He said he's aggrieved. He's aggrieved. Doesn't want to give his deposition. Saying this is just like Russia. This is what he said. Now, let's parse that out. Speaking of Russia, he is Putin's slave. He was the guy in Helsinki sitting there with Putin, and somebody said to him in the press, you know, your CIA and FBI said this man Putin here hacked into our election. And he looked at Putin. He said, well, Putin says he didn't. Why would he lie? You know, why wouldn't I believe him? So I believe him over the FBI and the CIA. And another guy who said the same thing, Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, said he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. He trusts Trump, he said. And inferentially then Putin. And Putin, by the way, you know, was a colonel in the KGB. Putin was a communist up until Yeltsin and Gorbachev squared them away over there, got rid of communism and had 10 years of democracy. And then Putin got back in.
I don't see any reason why it would be.
Now it's not communism, it's organized crime. He's the head of the organized crime, the government in Russia. In any event, so Trump saying this is like Russia. Trump is loves Russia. Trump tried to break NATO. He said he might withdraw us from NATO. No kidding. Withdraw us from the treaty with NATO. He attacked the EU, mercilessly attacked the EU, called the prime minister of Britain, called the chancellor of Germany, and insulted them to their face. So Angela Merkel, she was weak and stupid. He used those words. Theresa May, who was the prime minister in the UK, weak and stupid, and she got very rattled by it. You know, as president of the United States, he does have nuclear weapons. He's an idiot. And so this is the kind of stuff. And he's attacking us like Russia. Excuse me. He is the Russia. He is the Russian guy. That's why Moscow Mitch is called Moscow Mitch. The whole party caved to Russia. However, what about unconstitutional and aggrieved? That's a lot of baloney, too. First of all, you know, I practiced law for, I don't know, 40 years. And those of you who are out there are lawyers, and even if you're not, if you just have any interest in the law at all, if you are under investigation by a prosecutor, could be the attorney general, could be a DA, it could be a U.S. attorney, you don't get an injunction to have them stop looking at you. You don't get to say, nobody here but us chickens, boss. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. We didn't do nothing wrong. We didn't do anything. How do you think that goes over? And why is he doing it? If they indict him, charge him, criminally charge him, prosecute him, he can bring what's called a motion to dismiss. Say it's wrong. He can say whatever he wants. It's not going to work. And if they want his deposition while they're investigating him, he can bring a motion for protective order. Go to a court in the proper fashion. The reason he is doing this is to delay. Everything he does is to delay. Remember something. The people who were subpoenaed to come in front of Congress back during the Ukraine impeachment a couple of years ago, nothing happened to them. Nothing happened to them. And it's still tied up in court. And the same thing that's going on right now with the January 6th committee. The whole idea in the January 6th committee is try to hold on until they think the Republicans are going to win in 2022 in November and be sworn in January. I don't think they are. I am one who believes they are not. We can talk about that in another show. But right now, If Kevin McCarthy were the speaker, God forbid, and Steve Scalise were the majority leader, God forbid, they would withdraw all those subpoenas in a second. And that's why those people are not showing up or pleading the fifth and doing all this kind of stuff. Delay, 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 delay. And there's that. But with Letitia James, she's not going anywhere. She's going to get reelected in 2022. She's very good. But all he's trying to do is delay. Delay helps the defense. That's an old adage. It's very, very true. Delay helps the defense. You know, people, witnesses move away, people forget, that kind of stuff. But what she's looking for is some very specific stuff. And what the prosecutor in New York are looking for are very specific things. It turns out they have a lot of documents and they have testimony from Trump's, from Trump's accountant. And he apparently submitted different valuations to the government for tax purposes and to the banks to get loans. If you own a property, let's say you own a property that's worth $1 million and you want a loan on it, you're going to say it's worth $1 million. You may puff it up and say it's worth $2 million based on some offer, who knows what. But if you want it for, if when the government wants to value it for tax purposes, guys like Trump will say it's only worth $100,000. They don't want to pay a lot of taxes. Now, if you have too much of a spread, that becomes fraud. You have to be very careful. If you do things, for instance, like say, this is what I think and so on, and maybe you can sneak out of it. But if you start putting in valuations that are wildly inconsistent, that is a criminal offense. That can be a criminal offense. So they're looking at him for that. His accountants now are squealing, saying that he lied to them. And this is great. You know, for lawyer accountants, oh, my client lied to me. That's why I committed a crime. Come on. Come on. However, that's what they're doing. And so it's a dog's breakfast. That's what's happening with this guy. And there's a lot of other things as well. And he's now suing the attorney general, saying what she is doing is unconstitutional. He's aggrieved. Apparently his feelings are hurt. It's like Russia. Oh, really? Is it like Putin? Or I thought you liked Putin. Oh, no, no. Putin's good, he says. It's like Russia. Like what? Dostoevsky and Pushkin and Mussorgsky and Tchaikovsky? That was the last time Russia did anything decent. And that was in the 19th century. You know, what do you mean by Russia? This guy is out of his mind. This is not going to go anywhere, but it takes a while to brief it. It takes a while, then he gets to appeal. Then their high court is called the Court of Appeals. Everybody else in the country calls their high court the Supreme Court. Their highest court is called the Court of Appeals. It goes to them. What I would like to do is send a message to them right now, if they're listening and they're not, but somebody can tell them, listen, guys, don't give him oxygen. Don't let him delay. The minute that this thing hits your desk, deny it. You can deny it as frivolous. You can deny it before there's a contrary filing by the other side. Deny it. Absolutely deny it. But that is what he has done. It's all delay, all delay. And because he loves to play the victim and he loves publicity, and that's what he's getting out of this. Speaking of him, and again, why give him oxygen? Because he keeps doing these things and you deserve to know it, as outrageous as they are. You heard the other day, he was at a rally down there in Texas and he said he just got a booster shot and he got booed. No, don't do it. Don't do it. A booster shot. No, don't do it. Well, this is very funny. In September, he said he wouldn't get a booster shot. And Frank, when he got vaccinated, he didn't tell anybody until a few weeks after he left the White House. This guy is schizophrenic on boosters and all this stuff. Sometimes he says he does it. Sometimes he says he does it. Reminds me of the Fox News hosts, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity. They've both been vaccinated. Why do I say that? Because Fox News, Murdoch put out a memo in the newsroom, said you will get vaccinated or you'll be fired. So they got vaccinated. Then they go on the air throwing shade on vaccinations, saying they might be bad for you, you might die. And nobody calls them on this. I'm calling them on it. But with Trump, he got called by Maggie Haberman, who's a New York Times reporter. One of his spokespeople said, Maggie goes, hey, in September, he said he wouldn't get one. Now he's boasting about it and he got booed. What's going on here? What is with this guy? He wrote a handwritten note to Maggie Haberman, a handwritten note, and he asked her to publicize it. And he did. He did. She did publicize it. Here's the note. He says, I am very proud to have produced three vaccines so quickly. That's what he said. Now, he's talking about Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, okay? But here's the larger issue, and something I've said before on shows. If I had been Donald Trump, first of all, I wouldn't have been Donald Trump, but if I were, it would have been a lot different deal. However, he was out of his mind not to boast about fighting the virus. He was out of his mind not to say, which is true, that he started a thing called Warp Speed, Operation Warp Speed. And he put a lot of money into Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, government money, sort of like they did back in 2009 after the meltdown, remember, in the car industry, put a lot of money in. And what he also did was he gave them a purchase guarantee program. So they knew he was going to help fund it. They were had a market for it that was inviolable. It's a guarantee from the federal government. Now, he didn't invent this stuff. This stuff had been in development for decades, 20 years. You know why it's COVID-19? Because it happened in 2019. There's a COVID-18, COVID-17, COVID-16. This kind of virus mutates, and it didn't kill folks before in the way it does COVID-19. So the idiot, if I do Operation Warp Speed, I'm the president, and they come out with a vaccine that quickly, and the election was in November, they didn't really come out until December, I would have boasted about it till hell froze over, 7 ways from Sunday. I would have boasted about it. I would say, we got to fight this, and I'm going to be the first guy doing the vaccine on TV. If he had done that, and he hadn't been blackmailed by Putin because of the Steele video, which I believe was absolutely accurate, that he's on a pervert video in a Moscow hotel room, and he was funded by Putin and by his predecessors, organized crime in Russia, for a long, long time. Eric Trump said that to a journalist. We get our money from Russia because we've defrauded so many New York banks, nobody will give us any money anymore. If it hadn't been for that, and even with that, if he had just fought the virus. But you know what he does is he gets COVID. He makes the Secret Service drive him around in a sealed car, infecting the secrets. A lot of those guys got COVID, you know. A lot of those guys got COVID. There was a guy who was an aide in the White House who lost a leg. Did you know that? With COVID, you know, some people die. You know, some people have to be on an iron lung and all that, the ventilator. Some people had part of their leg amputated. Look it up. And that was one of the people that worked. That's what he cares about, the guys that work for him. So this guy now is suddenly going, I'm proud to have produced these vaccines. Well, yeah. First of all, he didn't produce them. Somebody else did. But yeah, he put in Operation Warp Speed. Yeah, he did. And he put in a lot of money to those companies. Yeah, he did. And he gave them a purchase guarantee. We're going to buy hundreds of millions of your stuff. You don't have to worry about it. We're going to then give it for free to people. He did all that. And now he's telling Maggie Haberman this in a handwritten note in 2021. Hey, dude, the election was November of 2020. The election was November of 2020. And this is what happens. I mean, my God. And so, you know, there you have it with him. There's not much more you can say. He does this stuff. He sues Letitia James. It's not going to work in New York. It's not going to work in New York. And yet he says it late to just get publicity. He's floundering around. Everybody involved with him is a mess. Everybody's involved with a mess. You know that Bannon now is referred criminal prosecution for contempt. Meadows was going to blow it off. Then he goes in and pleads the fifth. He's going to plead the fifth. Alex Jones, you know that Alex Jones, that other idiot? I mean, he's a real right-wing nut, a really, truly right-wing nut, vicious as hell. This guy is going to take the fifth when he gives a deposition, just like Roger Stone. His deposition is January 10. Look for Alex Jones to take the fifth, just like Roger Stone. I will not answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me because I am involved with Donald Trump. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
How could your wife think there's a 1% chance you were with prostitutes peeing on each other?